Hey everybody, welcome to something a little bit different. For the month of December, we are doing an Advent Calendar comic podcast. So we are going to have a short topic every day leading up to Christmas Day, and it's going to be about 10 minutes max, and it's going to be...
The whole month of December!
The whole month! It's going to be something,
wait,
it's
wait,
an event.
Whoa, until the 25th, I mean, there's that week
okay.
at the end.
Okay, not the whole month of December!
Until Christmas Day, my friends! Christmas Day!
It's Christmas Day for everybody!
Listen, we have no time to waste. These are short episodes. So, hey, hit it!
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Advent Calendar, yeah!
Mini episode one!
Eat it, Mark Maron.
Eat it.
He plays the guitar on his podcast.
Well,
hey,
does lots of stuff on his podcast, including having guests, and we never do that.
He's very, very talented. Hey, we're hitting the timer. 10 minutes max. Y'all ready for this?
The topic is...
What is the topic? The topic is... What alcohol would certain characters drink?
It's appropriate because we drink beer every episode, and that's kind of our gimmick.
Pass me the beer.
You think Batman, bourbon, Bruce Wayne, gin and tonic?
I don't think it's gin and tonic. Gin and tonic almost sounds like a little...
I think we all know that Batman drinks ginger ale and pretends it's champagne.
Oh, well, there's that, yeah. Of course,
Batman,
we all know Wolverine drinks beer.
Wolverine drinks beer, but I want to also believe...
It's shitty beer. It's crystal.
I want to also believe that he, you know, he drinks a lot of sake and wants people to be impressed. Yeah. He goes to Japan a lot.
Yeah.
He drinks sake.
Not that other Japanese thing. It's like sake, but it's like the
it's
fancier
sake.
Thing. Oh.
Wolverine wants to think you know about that, but he wants everyone to think he knows about that, but he doesn't really.
Wolverine's been out of the loop since the mid-80s.
Absolutely. He has no idea what's going on. I don't think Batman drinks on the job. Bruce Wayne, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Bruce Wayne's not sober, is he? How sober...
Bruce Banner, creme de menthe.
Shit, Bruce Banner was on my list.
Oh!
And I was like, what is the... Like a fuzzy navel.
Just anything. Just a girly drink.
Yeah.
Just
a paralyzer.
A paralyzer, yeah.
What does Captain America drink?
Well, it doesn't matter. He can't get drunk.
That's true. Okay, moving on.
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Oh, man.
I see him just generally being kind of a rye or whiskey man.
No.
Personally, in general.
Scotch. He's a Scotch guy.
I feel it. He's classy,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
He goes to the lawyer bar.
That's true.
Yeah.
It seems pretty, what about She-Hulk?
Mai Tai.
Yeah, you think so?
I think Jen could drink a couple Mai Tais.
She might enjoy a mojito.
Mm-hmm. A mojito, oh yeah.
Something, you know, something that has a feminine tilt to it as a drink, but is still delicious.
Oh,
I see her as a very trendy kind of drinker.
Right.
I feel
like
a mojito
like,
is serious business.
She was drinking
business.
Cosmos, like,
yeah,
10 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Flash?
Mm.
Anything super fast.
Just shots, I guess.
Shots. Bam, 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 bam. I'm done.
It's like
fuck,
it's like him eating the Cheerios.
That was actually in an episode of The Flash. I'm just gonna just say I'm not that clever. But
wait,
he couldn't get drunk because he has heightened metabolism.
Oh.
An episode of The Flash show now.
I like that.
Listen, I was riding the high. I'm like, nah, it's not me. So I'm just gonna own up to the fact that the show did it.
Still liked it. What does Spider-Man drink?
Canonically, he doesn't drink. No,
really?
Not so much. Apparently, there was one issue where he had like one or two drinks, and then he had to fight the Hobgoblin, and he was like trashed as Spider-Man trying to fight the Hobgoblin, just drunk. So he's a cheap drunk. Canonically, I think.
Okay.
I don't buy that, because it doesn't make any sense, because he has, like, heightened everything. He should have a heightened tolerance.
And he's...
No, not necessarily.
He's nailing them broads. You gotta have a little bit of a buddy there.
No.
You gotta have your liquid wingman.
Yeah, there's that.
Giving you a little bit of confidence, because, you know, he doesn't have that that much confidence.
I would say in general, Pete keeps it to...
I picture Pete as a non-drinker. I always have.
Sure. If he drinks, he maybe has a couple of beers, and he knows his limits.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I have a couple beers just to be social, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Not that it's a foolish thing, sort of, but like, it's like, okay, I'm not a very good drinker, sorry.
I'll have a vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
How about Harry Osborn? Everything.
Yeah.
Just everything. He had a nice bar there before the Osborn came to town.
How about, I guess Billy Batson? No. Shazam? Smirnoff Ice? Like, I'm drinking a grown-up's drink. I'm a grown-up.
That bar got shut down.
Because he said Shazam, and then all of a sudden there was like a 10-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. I like to drink Shazam. Oh. License revoked. Sorry.
Thanks for playing.
Superman. The Superman drink.
He'll have
a Krypton conflagon.
I was thinking a Budweiser.
There was that one cover that they had where he was, yeah, and yeah, that would make sense.
Or milk.
I feel like he'd have like an all American beer.
Yeah. He'll have a beer with his paw.
It would be a terrible beer, but it's one that his paw bought.
And straight he'll drink from it with the his paw. Tint of Lady Freedom.
Yeah.
Yikes.
A Budweiser sounds about right. His paw would buy him. He's got him in the barn there.
Puck. What's Puck drink?
Puck?
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Puck's a beer guy. I could see him.
Oh, like what a lot
beer,
of it.
What beer? Oh, it would be that.
I would say he'd have a nice, refreshing beer from the Sleeping Giant Brewery.
I was going to say, what's that? There's that Quebec beer. The canoe beer, I'm totally blanking.
Oh, canoe beer.
Yeah. Well, there's cracked canoe beer. That's a totally different.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's that. Like a Moosehead thing.
It's not. Yeah, yeah.
Would he drink a Moosehead? Do you think?
I think so.
I think he would drink something. I picture bottle, maybe a steam whistle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I picture more of like a craft brewery front. Like there's that Puck? One.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
It just seems like it's.
He's somewhat cultured.
Yeah.
Yep. I think he would go for that. I think he would, you know... I think Moosehead and Steam Whistle would not be out of his range. I think he would definitely go for that if there was nothing more, you know... If those were his options.
Dr. Doom.
Dr. Doom.
Oh.
What would Dr. Doom
drink? Which Doom? Movie Doom drinks PBR.
Well, I don't care about movies.
No one cares about movie.
Nobody
Doom.
Cares about movie.
As Fox Studios is about to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandy?
Yeah, it would be. He would. Absinthe.
You know,
absinthe.
Yeah.
No, the finest wines. Yeah. The finest European wines something, that are like 200 years old.
Yeah, something aged and hard to find. Yeah, he would spend and way would too much cost. Money on having a drink.
And he wouldn't pay for it. He would just.
No, of course he wouldn't.
Send Doombots to go get it.
Yeah. Or if there were any,
we will take this.
If there were any expenses, it's coming from the poor Latvians, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Exactly, yeah.
Not him. So enjoy. Magneto.
Magneto.
German Not German.
He enjoyed a Bitburger while he killed the people that ran that bar.
Him, yeah.
So there's that.
Something Brazilian.
I that's a tricky one. I shouldn't have brought that up.
Well, I'm gonna put on another sensitive topic.
Just Menshevitz, that's it.
Iron Man.
Anything.
All things. Or nothing.
Alright, follow up. Tricky one. Moon Knight.
Oh.
Pills.
Yeah.
It's old.
Yeah.
Pills is Moon Knight, yeah.
With a scotch chaser.
Boy. Aquaman.
Water.
Well, there's that.
Lots of water.
Lots of water.
Can you drink anything else when you're underwater?
Well, he has like...
I keep pouring it, but it just goes by my face.
Like, people that get like a rye in water, it's like just a little splash of rye. Just as much water as you can, and just a bunch of salt.
Maybe like a Four Loko or something that keeps you hydrated.
Yeah.
So not Four Loko. I know nothing about Four Loko.
Nor do I.
I had one. I had half of one once. It made me too crazy. Yeah, that one didn't go over with the stand-up crowd either.
I liked it. That's good. So who else?
Ben Grimm.
Oh, yeah, Ben, he's
just... The thing. Would he be a straight beer guy?
Oh, yeah, he's a total domestic dude. He's a six-pack kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
He totally
something is. Something in cans.
Absolutely
in cans. Totally. Yeah, totally. And he'd have all six of them at the same time.
He's got the best thing. He just, yeah. So he's definitely like a six-pack can beer kind of a guy. Like, whatever.
I like how you guys did literally hand whatever. Gestures for the podcast.
Yeah. Smash him on his head.
They were smashing it on their heads, yes.
On our rock heads.
Ghost Rider.
Oh.
Something flaming.
A flaming fireball.
Hey, it's a flaming
ball. I said a real thing, but...
What was that name? Fireball.
Fireball whiskey.
You know what? There was just a report saying that Fireball whiskey has too much antifreeze in it. It's been recalled.
Listen, I prefer my booze with just enough antifreeze.
I know.
And a little bit of cough syrup.
Just a bit. Yep. We have 30 seconds left. Who do we got?
Who else?
Kitty Pryde.
Hellboy? Kitty Pryde, sorry.
Kitty Pryde?
Kitty Pryde.
Oh, man. I feel like...
She's a gin and tonic.
I think so.
She's a classy lady.
Yeah.
But she cannot take many of them.
No.
Like, she has like one or two and she's just out
for the
night.
And she wakes up in the basement.
Yeah. Exactly.
She just phases out and
Now it's my turn to stumble up those stairs.
It's
oh god.
And to close it off, Hellboy. He said.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Although he's a beer drinker. We already know.
He is canonically a beer drinker and that makes sense. And here we go. Alarm.
And that is the end.
That's it.
Of the first
Next time we'll answer, what does Hellboy drink? We won't.
We're not going to drink that. No.
That's the first episode.
We said we're not going to drink that. I mean, we're not going to answer that, but...
See you tomorrow, folks.
Sorry.